Hot 103 Jams checking in with one of the KC's Next Music Showcase's top 10 finalists.
Because what I have with me in the studio is a top 10 finalist in this weekend's KC's Next Music Showcase.
Yeah, volume 2.
KC, show some love to the homie D Major.
What's up, what's up, what's up, KC?
How you doing today, D Major?
Man, I'm good. I'm blessed. You know what I mean? I'm just thankful for the opportunity. Thank you to Carter Broadcast Group. Look at me. And 103.3 Jams for giving this opportunity for artists to show their platform. I appreciate you.
Hey, we appreciate you, man. This man's in a good smooth. Ain't no clouds or rain stopping this shine right now. Ain't that right, D Major?
Absolutely not. We in here. We gonna be the sun. We gonna be the sun.
That's right. We shining bright. So, D Major, first things first. Let's get to know you, man. Where you from, D Major?
Born and raised, man. I'm from Kansas City. Born and raised. Born bred here. You know what I mean?
Born and raised in the city,
sir.
Man. That's all right. Putting on for the city. How long you been in the music game, bro?
Been in the music game for a while, man. I started doing music as a young kid, man. I started, you know, in the hood, doing music, singing, dancing, rapping, then in the church. Wherever I had a chance to hear music or a drum, I was at it. So I've been doing it for a while. Anytime I hear a beat, I'm on it.
And what sparked your passion to be in music?
I guess the sound and everything about music. I mean, music was always a representation for me to get away and have it. It was kind of my lifeline. You feel me? So my therapeutic intervention, if you would like to say. You know what I'm saying? So everything I've done, everything I've from the past to now, it's been a therapeutic intervention for me. You know what I mean? So it was second nature. So if anything that say what sparked me was just the music itself. You know, when I first heard it, when I first heard my first experiences of it, it just caught, you know, grabbed me and caught my attention.
And you said, you know, you rap, you sing, you dance, you do it all. So, man, how would you describe your music?
Well, I used to dance. I'm too damn big now.
I used to
be able to cut a lot of steps. But I mainly, you know, main vocal is rap. But I mean, I bust a hook or a chorus or whatever. I use them vocals every once in a minute. You know what I mean? So I pretty much do it all. I will describe my music as, you know, an inspirational reality. You know what I mean? I'm not, you know what I mean? I'm going to tell you off the flip. You know, I'm not a guy that's going to talk about pulling up, killing about 100 people or flipping work. I mean, that just ain't me and my speed. You know what I mean? I don't down anybody who do it. You know what I mean? Some people got to do it because it's a real hustle. You feel me? I done seen that life. But at the same time, that ain't what I promote. That ain't, you know what I'm saying, what I would say I would condone. So, but shout out to people who do that. You know, I ain't putting nobody down, but that's just not me. So if you categorize me, I'm an inspirational, reality, energetic type of delivery guy. You know what I mean? You put me in a category with that. I'm in my own lane.
And the best thing about you is that you are reaching that bar because you are making a name for yourself. And because you're kind of a reoccurring name here on the station, man, because we've been playing some of your records on Underground Heat. We're playing 2 right now, correct?
Yes, sir.
How many records we played on Underground Heat so far? Total?
Four. But at right now, what we got on that's been on there since, you know, for us 2017, it's popping. And my new song, K-City.
What was your first reaction when you first heard your song on the radio station?
Man, I was happy. I ain't gonna lie. I stayed up. You know what I mean? I was just anticipating, waiting on, you know, by the radio station. And at that time, over by the radio. But at that time, you could call in and vote. And a lot of people have voted at that time. Man, I was just waiting all night. You know what I mean? And then when I came, I was the first one to set it off. So I was like, oh, man. So
hey.
I just was, yeah. It was lit. You dig? So I was just so happy, man. I was appreciative. To hear yourself on the radio is an accomplishment in itself. You know what I mean? I mean, besides the money, besides all the extra stuff, to hear your work being heard amongst the masses of people is just a blessing, man. So I was grateful. I was ecstatic. I was happy. All the words can express to hear something that I created, you know, written and arranged to be on the radio. So.
And you said that's back when they voted. So not only did we play, the people wanted to hear it. So that's the city wanted to hear you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And
hands down. True story.
That's dope, man. And as an artist, who were your influences when you was coming to the game?
Let me see. Let's go to the West Coast. West Coast, it was Tupac, Mac Maul, E-40, Snoop.
Woo,
you feel me?
Man.
Let's go to the East Coast. It was Biggie, Redman, Method Man, and Nas. You feel me? Then we go down South. My man, Master P, because he was such an entrepreneur to the game. Brought so much to it. Then you had Outkast, T.I., and Young Jeezy. You feel me? Then we take it back to the Midwest. You feel me? I had to go with my man, Eminem, Twista, and let's see here. And yeah, Tech N9ne, Rich the Factor, and the Popper. And my guys, and, you know, and there's plenty more, you know what I'm saying? But those are the guys that I would say that I would have to, you know, what got me into it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Then on the R&B side, it was Michael Jackson, probably my foundation, what really got me to really love music, because besides all the other stuff about it, I loved his drive, his focus, his, you know, his dedication to the game. He brought so much to it that people probably really don't know. They just focus on the negative. But, mm-hmm. you know, politically, you know, as an entrepreneur and as an owner, Michael Jackson did a lot besides his great music. So, salute's up to him, too.
So, he's trying to do it all, too, huh?
Absolutely. I mean, I'll do whatever I can do. Anything I can do to expand my brand, anything that I can do to expand my name, to reach out and, you know what I'm saying, to touch other levels, I'm going to do it. You know what I mean? So, if I can do it all, that's a blessing. If I can't, I'm going to do what I can do. You know what I mean? But I never set my expectations low. I'm going to set them high and just keep the bar moving. You feel
keep
me?
Keep reaching that bar.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And be grateful for whatever God give me. I'm good with it.
And so, what would you say is the biggest moment in your career thus far?
I would say the biggest moment in my career thus far. Let's see here. Was when I was invited or booked to go perform in Atlanta for Hot 107.9 Atlanta Radio.
Yeah.
Yep, they love my music that much. I went down there and performed for them. And that was an honor in itself, you know what I'm saying, for them to see my music from where I'm at and then to go all the way to Atlanta to 107.9. Now, everybody in the world should know who 107.9 is. If you don't, check them out because it's one of the biggest radio stations that every hip-hop, rap, R&B artist goes through when they hit Atlanta. So for them to even consider me and to be in that realm, I was very appreciative. So that was one of the highlights of my career where they really played my music and I heard it on the radio and I performed. So that was awesome.
What was that experience like, man, just being on that stage in Atlanta?
It was dope because we was received so well, you know what I mean? It was received so well that, you know, people was just looking like, well, hold on, who is that? You know?
Yeah.
What is this? Y'all gotta, to some of the DJs and some of the people that was down there was like, you gotta move down here, you know? And I would have moved down here, but you know, I got kids, you know, all that good stuff, you know? But,
yeah.
You know, some things come first, you know, I love my children and my children come first. So, but at this end of the day, we was asking, it was giving opportunities. Hey, you should come down here and network and really be here every day. And just to receive that love from the crowd that they did, they just was like, we're receptive and really was welcoming and really just loved the music. You know what I mean? So it was dope, man. It was dope. I ain't gonna lie, it was love.
Atlanta's like one of the big spots in hip hop, man.
Absolutely.
So for you to get that love, that shows you like, you on the right track.
Absolutely. Hands down. True story.
And so now in KC, you got another performance coming up this Sunday night.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
KC's next music showcase, Volume 2.
2K17.
Right. You're going to be there, man. So what can people expect to see from D Major when you hit that stage?
They're going
to
see D Major perform. You know what I mean? I got my crew here with me. You know what I'm saying? Diggs Low. You know what I'm saying? Because Malcolm James, one time. You dig? And we going to hit the stage and we're going to perform. We ain't just walking around. I don't do that. I don't believe in that if you ever seen me perform. So I'm going to give you a show. I'm going to perform. We're going to welcome the crowd. And it's all positive vibes. You know what I mean? Stop the killing. Stop the shooting. We just want to come out and be positive and give back to the city and, you know what I'm saying, keep everybody together. You know what I mean? I know it's easier said than done, but it ain't going to start unless we do it. You know what I mean? It's kind of like a lot of people say, you know, it's a lot of people give negative reviews and say they don't like Kansas City and blah, blah, blah. Well, this your home. You know, it's kind of like if you had a house and it's all broken into and then somebody messed it up and you probably messed it up a little bit. You had your part to play in it. And instead of fixing it up and find a way to find a solution for it, you just leave it condemned and leave it behind. Now you got a bando. You know what I'm saying? Now
yeah.
You're creating more problems. Now more people coming in and out. You got violence in and out there. You got people doing the wrong things, if you know what I'm saying. I don't know what I can say on the radio. But
yeah, I feel you.
You feel me? You got a bando, so you know what happens in a bando. All kind of wrong stuff, right?
Yeah.
Instead of you being a solution, you could have fixed that up, made it a home. You know what I'm saying? Put the band-aids, put the boards up, open it up, and put new windows in it, open up, put up new doors, put up a safety system, and you could have been straight. You know what I mean? It could still be in your house. So that's what I feel about the city. You know what I'm saying? I feel like if I'm here and I'm living here, I want to do things to help my city. You know what I'm saying? I'm not running away. I want to be able to build and give back and help the people who helped me. You know what I'm saying? And if they ain't helped me, it's all good. I'm going to help somebody else. So maybe in the future, they know how to give back.
Right. Just a man trying to do it all, trying to help not only his music career, just the city too. I like this, man. It's a good vibe, bro.
Absolutely. Yes, sir.
And so outside of Sunday, what can people expect to hear from D Major in the future?
Man, more music. I mean, that's what it's all about. When you get in a music game, it's just about music. You know what I'm saying? If you by yourself or not, you got a crew, people want to hear music. So I'm just going to keep making music, keep putting it out for the people to see. You know what I mean? If you want to follow me, it's in my social media. It's Team D Major on my Facebook spot or D Major. You can find me on there or you can go to my YouTube, which is Team D Major. Subscribe, you know what I mean? And follow me on Instagram at D Major First. You can get all the newest and latest videos, music, everything that I drop.
You got a new project, a new single coming out we should be on the lookout for?
I just dropped my K-City single. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, K-City. Tell us about
it,
bro. What's up?
Yep. It's my new single, K-City. It's me featuring Diggs Low and the Popper. You know what I'm saying? He's KC's own. He's been doing it for a while as well. So that just dropped and I'm getting ready to drop a couple more singles. I'm just gonna hit them with singles until I feel like it's just enough to do this album thing again, because I've dropped the albums, but I think when I keep dropping these singles, when we get that high demand, we're gonna drop them with the album, which I already got the album really done, but you know,
just waiting for the people to be ready.
That's there you go, waiting for the people to be ready.
And that's tight, man, because I asked you about your influence. You like, you named the Popper, now you got a song with the Popper.
Yep,
that's dope, man.
Absolutely. Now you have high salute. Yep, that's what's up, man. That's what working gets you. You dig what I'm saying? Working hard and you know, being active in the game. You feel me?
Right. Putting that work in.
Yep. Absolutely. Yep. And you mentioned him. I've also done songs with Rich the Factor as well.
Man. So you got to get Tech N9ne off that list now.
I know, right? That'd be good.
But you on the right track, bro. You on the right track for sure.
I appreciate that, brother. Nope. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Yes, sir.
So D Major, man, anything else you want to let the people in KC know about D Major?
Be there this Sunday. Be there July 30th, Sunday at 5 o'clock, 5:35. Be on time, y'all, because you know how y'all is. Be on time at the Prohibition Hall. You dig what I'm saying? Be there. You know what I mean? You're going to see us get down. now. And positive minds, positive vibes. K-City.
You know, I was going to wrap it up just with that, but you already took the words out of my mouth, D-Major. So you heard what he said, man. This Sunday, Prohibition Hall, be there at 5 o'clock. D-Major going to be in the building.
That's
right. He
going
to rock the stage. Make sure you come by and support the local acts, man.
I'm on the radio, mama.
D-Major, bro, thank you for coming by, man.
Love you. Hey, no doubt, no doubt. Hey, man. One love to everybody. Follow me, Team D-Major, on YouTube. Like I said, YouTube, Instagram, @D-Major first. Follow me. Download. Do what you got to do, man. One love.